My dear brethren and sisters, this is a rare opportunity to reach members of the church in this way. It is estimated that nearly 350,000 families will receive the first issue of our new adult magazine, The Ensign, and this recorded message. As you listen and read, may I remind you of just how important the family unit is in the overall plan of our Father in Heaven. In fact, the church organization really exists to assist the family and its members in reaching exaltation. Family unity and family commitment to the gospel are so important that the adversary has turned much of his attention to the destruction of families in our society. On every side, there is an attack on the basic integrity of the family as the foundation of what is good and noble in life. Private and government efforts to limit the size of families, sometimes under the guise of saving the world from overpopulation, are gaining acceptance by some Latter-day Saints. And these efforts now include proposals to place some sort of legal penalties on those who may have more than two children. Liberalization of abortion laws throughout the world suggest the existing disregard for the sacredness of life. Families are torn apart by increasing use of illegal drugs and the abuse of legal drugs. Contempt for authority by more and more young people usually begins with disrespect and disobedience in homes. Respected magazines proclaim the myth of motherhood and champion the more radical ideas of women's liberation. As the forces of evil attack the individual by tearing away at his family roots, it becomes critical for Latter-day Saint parents to maintain and strengthen the family. There may possibly be a few very strong individuals who can survive without the support of a family, but most of us need the love, teaching, and acceptance that come from those who care very deeply. The primary functions of a Latter-day Saint home is to ensure that every member of the family works to create the climate and conditions in which all can grow towards perfection. For parents, this requires a dedication of time and energy far beyond the mere providing of their children's physical needs. For children, this means controlling the natural tendency towards selfishness. Do you spend as much time making your family and home successful as you do in pursuing social and professional success? Are you devoting your best creative energy to the most important unit in society, the family? Or is your relationship with your family merely a routine, unrewarding part of life? Parent and child must be willing to put family responsibilities first in order to achieve family exaltation. Just a word about several programs of the church to assist you. Since 1965, the church has offered the family home evening lessons. Parents who ignore the great help of this program are gambling with the future of their children. The new magazine, The Ensign, which has carried This message to you is another effort on the part of the church to help individuals and families stay closer to the Lord. This magazine can be a great influence for good if you will read it. Over the months, it will help build your testimony and offer aid in coping with the problems of the world. In like manner, younger people of the church will be motivated and strengthened if they have access to the children's magazine, The Friend, or the magazine for our youth and young adults, The New Era. We live in a marvelous time, my brothers and sisters. There are great blessings attached to being part of this final dispensation. But there are also great challenges and temptations. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give all of us the strength to reach our true potential. I invoke His Spirit on the homes of the church that there may be love and harmony found there. May our Father preserve and exalt our families, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.